Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Department of Defense says Israel is entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. Statement was made after Israel attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Israel says it was responding to an anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria because of an Iranian drone supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu:
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke at a news conference broadcast on state television. He said if one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, it is making a big mistake. These incidents mark the most serious confrontation in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces that have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine and has said he hoped for the return of peace to the region. National Chairperson for the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma about a peaceful transition. This is VOA News. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's gold. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado, as his first Olympics event, won the men's slope-style snowboarding competition. In his final run of the day, Gerard triumphed over Canadians Max Parrott, who won the silver, and Mark McMorris, who won a second bronze after Sochi 4 years ago. Gerard spoke with VOA about the Canadians' reaction to his win.
They were all so excited. It was awesome. We're all friends out there, so, I think they were just really happy that we all landed runs.
And Norway's Marie Bjørgen entered the history books, becoming the most decorated female Winter Olympian of all time when she won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer skiathlon. It was her 11th medal, 6 gold, 4 silver, and a bronze. North Korea's leader has invited his South Korean counterpart to visit the North, and the South Korean leader's earliest convenience, Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, delivered the invitation personally during a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Meantime, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert is dismissing any concerns about U.S. efforts to counter North Korea's so-called charm offensive at the Olympics and how it could create a rift with South Korea and Japan. Nauert said Washington's ties with Seoul and Tokyo are ironclad.
The United States will not back away from its ally, and no one is going to drive a wedge between the United States and the Republic of Korea and the United States and also Japan.
Analysts say Kim's invitation to Moon would complicate the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. One of Britain's largest charities has denied allegations of a cover-up of the use of prostitutes by aid workers in Haiti. Haiti's ambassador to the UK said it was a clear cover-up in the case of Oxfam aid workers, according to the Times of London, that they paid sex while on a mission to help those affected by the devastating 2010 earthquake in Haiti. Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring:
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.